This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck, if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, everyone. Hey, this is Walter Yerkew here on your 7-5 Radio. I'll be your sole host today. Scoop. That shows you how long it's been since I talked to him. Scoop is still on assignment. His wife's got him tied to the chair, so he doesn't infect anybody. So I think she's got him gagged by now. I don't know if he's eating or what, but shout out to Scoop that is in quarantine with his wife and two kids, and a shout out to everybody else that is quarantined with their better halves and children, relatives. I hope you guys are all staying well and healthy and warm. Cold front just came through this morning, so I hope everybody has what they need and are making the best out of it. First off, I'd like to get to the Blue Lives Matter part of our show. Been following a little bit on what's going out there in the blue world, and we have lost a number of our brothers and sisters during this pandemic. Our hearts and souls go out to them and their families for laying their lives down. And they're not just succumbing to this COVID-19. They're succumbing to violence against them. And some of them are paid with their lives. Also, I'd like to shout out to all the police, fire, first responders that have been assaulted. I think everybody saw that video by now in New York City where this kid just wanders around behind the two police officers that were effecting a lawful arrest and sucker punched the one officer. If they didn't catch him, somebody will. He'll open up his mouth and go, yeah, that's me. And somebody will crash him with a beer mug or something sooner or later. And I hope they get that character. And a shout out to all our medical professionals across this great country of ours, putting themselves out there in the front lines of this COVID-19, with minimum protection by mask, gloves, gowns. I hope they have what they need. According to our president, and I think he's doing a fabulous job. If your area is running out of equipment and needed things like that, put in your order. It'll get there. I haven't heard any complaints around TV, on the radio, or online that no one is getting what they need. And the key word there is what they need. You're not going to get overstocked in it. You will receive what you ask for. If you ask for 100,000 masks, you'll get 100,000 masks. If you ask for two ventilators, you're going to specify the reason you need the ventilators, and you'll get them. Mr. Trump has been saying all week that there are an abundance in storage, and when they're needed, they're moved. When a hospital has an abundance of ventilators, they are to let the White House know. This COVID-19 task force is to be informed if your patients do not need the ventilators that you have. They will be moved to someplace that do need them. And then if you need them back, they'll be shipped right back to you. So everybody, if they're honest with what's going on out there, we'll get through this together. We are in our 21st century, and we're dealing with a lot of millennials. I don't mean to sound like my father or my grandfather that walked to school in the winter in their boots, but yeah, I am. When we were stuck in, for whatever reason, we had 7 channels on our television. That was it. That was it. 7 channels on our television. So, and no video games. We had Monopoly. So, you millennials, you have it a lot better off than anybody else. And then, God forbid, we have another one of these pandemics. They'll have it better than you did, and then you'll be saying the same thing I have. So, you know, bear with it. It's tough. Believe me, it's tough being locked up in your own home, not really being allowed to go anywhere that you shouldn't go. So if you need to go out, just wear your mask, bring your gloves with you, take a few Lysol wipes with you, and do what you got to do. So we're going to move on away from that. But again, shout out to all the first responders and medical personnel and anybody who's been taken out of retirement for military, medical, and law enforcement. I think you're doing a great job. All right, we're going to go jumping right to this corona thing. Nearly 70,000 people have passed away in New York, according to New York City, from this coronavirus. 170,000 is more in New York City, is more than any country in the world, besides our own, of course, that have succumbed to this pandemic. We have way too many people passing away. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci have stated that if you go to the hospital for any underlying medical issue, life-threatening or not, and you test positive for corona, you will, and if you pass away, if you do pass away, you'll be thrown into the coronavirus statistic, which I don't think is right. You have so many people passing away, and people are just saying coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. The unfortunate are being stacked up in refrigerated trucks, temporary morgues. No autopsies are being done at this point. Well, not as many as 167,000 in a month. In 170,000 a month in New York City. So we can't really tell. And we'll never catch up. They'll never catch up on how many people actually died from just coronavirus. You know, there are young people that are passing away from it. And when I say young, I'm talking from teens to 20s.
A lot of these people have been found to have been using those electronic cigarettes. Okay, and we'll discuss more about that when we come back to that first break. 75 Radio during the pandemic, the place to be.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Yeah, we're back, 7-5 Radio. We have Mr. Pete, Corona, his daughter, you know, a month or two ago.
And just want to bring up, again, what we were talking about before, the e-cigarette thing. A lot of the young people that have passed away what I can see with doing smoking or puffing on e-cigarettes. I'll be really surprised if anybody continues to either smoke cigarettes, smoke cigars, smoke pipes, e-cigarettes, you know, things like that, continue to do so after this is over, because smoking weakens your lungs. Everybody knows it now. I quit smoking 26 years ago. And I don't know where I would be if at 62, if I continued to smoke. So a lot of people die just from lung cancer and quickly, let alone catch this, coronavirus, and which attacks, you know, your lungs. It fills up the little sacs and then you can't breathe. And then, you know, you succumb to almost suffocation, sort of. You die from complications of coronavirus, just like back in the 80s. If you had AIDS, which was, you know, street labeled the monster, you would succumb to AIDS. It was always AIDS related if you had that disease. You know, it didn't matter if you had a heart attack or kidney failure or cancer. If you had AIDS, they related it to AIDS. So anything premature is going to be related to the current disease of the day. Now, if you have AIDS and corona, well, you haven't been doing the right things in your life. So it's also a social choice, how you choose to live your life. I'd say you've got to live, you know, like a saint. But, you know, sometimes you got to pull up and say, hey, I'm not going to engage in that. Let's not do that today. So anyway, we're going to move on away from the e-cigarette thing. So, you know, if you do smoke, you know, do yourself a favor and stop. So what a quick thing is running across the Internet, and I think everybody thought about this, about our debt to China, which is huge, using our president's word, is huge or incredible. as you all know, Mr. Trump has been in office for 3+ years, and he hasn't borrowed a nickel from anyone. Not a nickel. During previous presidential administrations, including Obama, George W., Clinton, George H., you know, can go back pretty far. I'm not too sure about Ronald Reagan. That was kind of a foggy time for me. But anyway, since we've pinpointed and have always pinpointed that this virus has started in China, and we owe them trillions of dollars, you know, our bailouts and things like that to keep our government running. And, well, I think that ought to just be wiped clean. The trillions of dollars that Mr. Trump has signed into the relief of unemployment, replacing and buying new ventilators, which are very expensive, as he says, and we all agree. The manufacturing of equipment is just astronomical. Many of the communities are being handled by what they have in their own budget and what was there. And as those budgets deplete, they're getting federal dollars to, now, hey, you got to pay people also that are still working. And those budgets are being depleted, you know. There's no statistics out there other than people dying and people being diagnosed with this. You know, the statistics are astronomical. They have to be. Who has coronavirus and who smokes? Who has coronavirus and don't smoke? Who has coronavirus that used to smoke? Who has coronavirus that just started smoking? Who has coronavirus that drinks? Who has coronavirus of people that drink too much? You know, who has coronavirus and diabetes? You know, it's just astronomical. The list of statistics that we don't know yet, and we don't know what. So I'm sure a lot of you or most of you should be in agreement that China should just wipe this clean because, you know, it's like getting into a car accident. If it's not your fault, why do you have to pay all the damn doctor bills? If it's somebody else's, you know, if somebody else causes it. So that's just something that I brought up because I saw that online a number of times in the past few weeks. And it's something that I thought of, you know, earlier last month. In early March, to see. I want to bring up something that I lived in New York, New York City, you know, Long Island, New York, metropolitan area, and they are getting smacked with coronavirus. 170,000 by this time have been diagnosed with it. Over 7,000, close to 8,000 have died from related issues. and that's mostly in the New York City hub. I have some friends in the outskirts of New York, upstate New York, western New York, northwestern New York, northern New York, that are limited to the big dollars that New York City is getting. So I, you know, pretty much tell my friends that, you know, it's legislation. If you want to talk on Facebook about it, that's fine. Not too many people are going to do anything about it. You know, they'll comfort you and let you cry on their shoulder. And rightly so, and I'm the same way. However, you know, there's a mechanism. It's got to go through your local community, local community government that has to get to the county government, and the county government needs to get to the state government. Andy Cuomo gave some kudos to our president for fulfilling their needs. And that's pretty much what Mr. Trump is able to do is fulfill the needs of the areas of concern and go from there. Nobody's letting anybody into the hospital unless you have coronavirus. You're not getting visitors. People can't come in with you unless you're under the age of 18 and you're going to be signing a waiver. Believe me, you're going to be signing a waiver. Andrew Cuomo, I don't know about the other governors, but I live down here in Tennessee, and Mr. Cuomo is on in the morning, and then you get Mr. Trump on in the evening. Mr. Cuomo has become, a popular television person during this. And in his case, I believe it's a political agenda. Joe Biden might be picking him as vice president, but I don't think Cuomo wants to be vice president. He's having too much fun being the lead player, you know, in the minor leagues, so to speak. So I doubt that'll happen. And speaking of Mr. Biden, not to get away from the coronavirus, but there's also other stuff going on in the news. As we know, Mr. Biden stands alone since Bernie pulled out. And we'll discuss that on the flip side of our break about Biden being accused by 7 more women of sexual inappropriate activities. So we're going to take our second break and come back with us. We'll be right back, I promise. This is 7-5 Radio. We're with you.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying this morning that getting America back to normal will take some time. Adams saying on Fox News, when the immediate threat of the COVID-19 pandemic is over, there will be a new normal in the nation. He said he hopes Americans will continue to practice social distancing and good hygiene. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is not ruling out reinstating Captain Brett Crozier, former commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Esper telling CBS this morning that nothing has been taken off the table. Crozier was removed by now former acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley after his plea for help in the coronavirus outbreak got into the public domain. Many soon-to-be furloughed Disneyland workers are keeping their health coverage and education benefits, Disney reaching agreements with 10 labor unions last night. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything, you know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Nearly a year after fire ravaged France's Notre Dame Cathedral, the House of Worship held a Good Friday service today. Just 7 people were there, though, as a result of the pandemic. The state of Maryland releases data that many say proves there are racial disparities when it comes to the cases and deaths from the virus in that state. Angela Alsobrooks is the county executive in Prince George's County.
Because it is not just a data point that black and brown and disimpoverished and poor people suffer disproportionately with health crises. It is a reality.
Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says the disparities are troubling, and they point to a persistent public health challenge that he says must be addressed. But Hogan also notes the data that's been released so far does not reflect all of the coronavirus cases in the state, since private labs are not required to report a person's race. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. We're back to the second half of our broadcast today. Didn't have any guests. Everybody's in quarantine. I tried to get a hold of a few, and I got returned phone calls, and they are kind of, busy, taking care of their own. And I understand that. Maybe next week we'll have a few people. It's not like nobody wants to come on our show. Believe me, there's a lot of people out there that want to come on our show, but not all of them are want to talk about the corona thing, because it's what it is. There's other topics that we want to talk about, but right now we want to bring you the best that we can bring during this coronavirus. Just to take a step away from that, we talked about getting rid of the China debt because of it and such. Okay, now we got one man standing. His name is Creepy Joe Biden on the Democratic side of this bid for the president's office. Now, last week he was accused by a woman who says that he touched her inappropriately in the 90s. Now we have six more that have come forward since Wednesday this past week that have basically said the same thing. Now, this is how Bill Cosby's issue started. One started, and then two started, and then three, and then five, and then seven, and then, up to about 25 or 30 on Cosby's thing. And we know where he is right now. So we have Creepy Joe Biden. So now I'm going to bring up a blast from the past. Her name is Alyssa Milano, who said that all women need to be believed. And that was during Mr. Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh's hearing with this lady named Ford. And I'm not going to even talk about her nonsense. However, within days of that accusation, there was a congressional hearing, a Senate hearing, rather, and she sat there for quite some time on how she felt. And then Justice Kavanaugh's turn, and he was appointed justice, because the story that woman spun was just, ridiculous. Now let's see how the Senate handles these accusations for Mr. Biden, as he stands alone now. And people are saying, Sanders dropped out of the race, now these women come forward. Well, there's a good chance that 4 years ago, had Joe Biden gotten the nomination and was, instead of Hillary, we would have heard about this 4 years ago. All right. Well, timing is everything, as they say. But because it's a certain time of year or a certain time of election year, does that mean that we don't pay attention to these people? So we'll see how the Gloria Allreds of the world follow this and see how far this goes. We can't have a congressional hearing or a Senate hearing now, because they'd have to find an auditorium big enough where they have to sit 6 feet apart, and you can't have more than 10 people in a certain area. So you saw how the White House briefing is when Mr. Trump speaks. They all sit 6 feet apart in every which direction. So that's worked out well. We have some new information on lives lost. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut back in. 8 days ago, almost 800 people. Well, actually, it was only 3 days ago. We had almost 800 people pass away. Yesterday, 777. And, of course, the numbers aren't out today yet. So the number is climbing, and then it's dropping. So, dropped by 20 people, it's rough. It's rough. Mr. Trump brings up every once in a while the 1917 pandemic that we had in this country. And there weren't the drugs that we have now. But then again, it wasn't populist like we have now. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, death and treatment on a much bigger scale because of the populace in the last 100 years. So, but anyway, back to Biden, and you got Alyssa, you know, defending him now. That's why I brought up her name. Defending Mr. Biden after she was caught in the hearings with her cell phone out, you know, making her own cell phone video, and she was told to stop it or leave. And of course, you know, she stopped it. But she was at the front line. Now, you know, if it's true, you know, that a lady says that, you know, this man, I don't care who he is. If I believe it's true, I'm going to back her up 100%. If I believe part of her story is true, I'm going to back her up 100%. But if it starts to get fishy, I'm going to say, you know, you're going to need more than just your word to say that he touched you. Okay? And I'm going to need Biden's defense to see what is going to be with this, how his team is handling it. Because, you know, he could just claim he don't remember, because when he's talking about the Constitution of the United States, he doesn't remember that either. You know, he's got to look at his cue cards. He doesn't remember what he's talking about. So, you know, he introduces his wife, who's really his sister, and his sister as his wife, and he says, oh, they switched up on him. So, you never know. What, and how old is he now? 76, 77, something like that. So I think maybe, you know, I understand Mr. Trump is in his early 70s. He is hanging in there, okay? Can we do another 4 years with Mr. Trump? Probably. You know, the man seems to be in pretty good health and pretty good mental status, although 49% of the country won't agree with me because, you know, they absolutely hate Trump. And I'm going to touch on that right before we go to break is, you know, I talk to friends. And, you know, I respect everybody's opinion. I don't have to go with it because you say so, but you take a, you know, an anti-Trump person. Well, why don't you like Trump? Well, he sucks. Okay, well, what does he suck at? He sucks at being president. Okay, what at being a president does he suck at? Well, everything. Well, what do you mean, everything? I mean, you know, he got the unemployment down to 3%. Well, he didn't get, you know, a better job for my son or my daughter or my uncle or such, you know, he's not a railroad guy. The railroad is losing money because of him. Well, you know, you can't blame one guy after 3 years of being in president, being a president, for things that were failing before he got on board. But when, you know, they say he sucks, well, what does he suck at? Everything. Well, you know, if they're not going to give you specifics, you know, they say, well, the only reason Trump didn't get removed from office because there's more Republicans in the Senate than there are Democrats. Well, yeah, absolutely. But that doesn't mean he did anything wrong. So, you know, holding back from the Ukraine, holding money back from the Ukraine, but so what? Look what Pelosi and Chuckles did, you know, 2 weeks ago, holding the stimulus pack, you know, holding this $2.5 trillion stimulus back, because they want to include new abortion issues. They wanted the Kennedy Center to be fixed. Well, they got the money, but they don't have anybody to do it because ain't nobody working. So that was a waste of $25 million that's sitting around doing nothing. You know, that left side has just got to let this man do the job he was elected to do and leave him the hell alone. Which brings me to mail-in voting. Mail-in voting. Picture that. Picture that. We know Mr. Trump is going to win. But let's just say, on the other hand, he loses. They on the left will insist that mail-in voting was honest because their guy won. But if Mr. Trump wins in mail-in voting, they're going to say it was fixed. So let's just avoid the mail-in voting. Let's do another year with Mr. Trump. I don't know if he's got the executive power to do so. Because voting in November, if it's anything like it is now, it's not going to go over real well. It's not. And if this mail-in voting, which I think is ridiculous. Now, you've heard Mr. Trump talk about, you know, voter ID. Oh, I agree 100%. You need a license to drive. You need a license to get married. You need a license to vote. And we'll get to the IDs after our break, and we'll be back for our fourth and final segment right after these words. Stick with 75 Radio. We got what it takes.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back for our last segment this week. We talked about the Blue brothers and sisters that have laid their lives down in the past couple of weeks for their service, their end of watch. It's just horrible when you have to, when somebody ends your watch and you can't retire. The violence against law enforcement, continues, especially now among
amongst this corona thing. A couple of cops in New York, one got jacked in the side of the head by some moron, and then the guy ran like the little wussy he is, ran like a little bitch. So, if you're going to hit sucker punch somebody, stand there and look at them. Stand there, see what happens, and sucker punch them and run. So that guy will get his due, I'm sure. I'm sure they know who he is. They haven't gotten them already. That's horrible. That's horrible at any time. Coronavirus or not, that's horrible at any time. So we're going to move on to something else. There was in New York City, there was a funeral for a rabbi. Now, the Hasidim Jewish community is a big community. It's a very strong community. It's a very tight community. It's a very closed community. However, they do not feel that they need to be held accountable for breaking any laws. They were standing shoulder to shoulder. 20,000, I'm not going to say strong, but 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people in the street for this. And they're defying the coronavirus, stay-at-home issues and stay-at-home 6 feet. Fire department came and sprayed them down with water, knocked them down. It was kind of humorous to see, and we'll see how that turns out. Mr. Cuomo hasn't addressed that on any of his coronavirus briefings. And I haven't read much more about it except that it happened. They were just soaking them down, knocking them down with the water pressure and stuff. So it was an unruly crowd. There was one kid, just coughing, out loud. Nobody was around him, but he was coughing. Just disgusting. Actions of some people. There was another video out where some idiot was spitting on the fruit in the supermarket. And I guess it was the manager that came over and cold cocked him. It's the same thing when, was it 5, 6, 7, 8 months ago when people were taking swigs mouthwash and, licking stuff that were on the shelves and putting it back on the shelves. And, that's just disgusting. I'm saying that if you see somebody doing it, cold cock them. Big Brother's always watching. There's a video up there. Cold cock them. Take control of the situation. That is along the lines of the Tylenol scare. Remember 40, 45 years ago, the Tylenol scare where somebody was putting poison in the Tylenol bottles and putting them back on the shelf because he or she poisoned her significant other. And if, 9 people died or 10 people died of let's just say Tylenol poisoning, including, this person's spouse, they're going to say it was some psycho instead of a deliberate murder. Well, they figured that one out. And that's why you have all these, I can't get the damn cover off the jar. I can't get the paper off the bottle to get at it. The hermetically sealed products, are less than a half century old. So that's what started that. Anything happens, human nature can screw it up. And then the powers that be take steps to see it doesn't happen again. That's why you have hermetically sealed products at the store. You got to bring them home and you got to peel them off or cut them off or slice them off. So that's where we got the hermetically sealed. I don't know how in the hell I got to that. But it seems like the seed of Jews are having, issues with paying attention. This almost 200,000 people in this country passed away from this coronavirus. Ain't no way in 3 weeks that you can have 200,000 funerals. I mean, people are pinned in their own homes. The loved ones that passed away are in trucks, refrigerated trucks, and hopefully they keep track of them. hopefully they keep track of them. So, and if they don't keep track of them and your loved one gets displaced, listen, we're doing the best we can. And if it's not good enough, there's no textbook to this. So people are just going to have to deal with it for right now. Just deal with it for right now. Okay, now getting back to normal, the Surgeon General, who seems like a very nice military guy, I think he's doing a good job. He comes out with his daily briefing also, but it's, you know, like a minute long, and which is right to the point. All right, getting back to normal. We will never be normal again as we knew it because of the populace that we have. And getting back to normal is going to be carrying wipes with you. And I don't mean just baby wipes when you have a baby. I mean, when you go out to the store, you have a pack of wipes with you and you wipe down the handle to your shopping cart. Wipe that down. You might be wearing a mask. Mask, I think, will be optional. And I think, you know, 50% will and 50% won't. Gloves. Gloves is kind of a sticky thing, so to speak. You're touching everything. You're touching everything. Okay, you're touching everything with gloves on. Gotcha. Okay, now you got to get rid of the gloves. A lot of people don't know how to take gloves off without it touching their fingers. So there's a really cool nurse that showed people that I used to work with, including myself, how to properly take gloves off. And you can Google it, how to take off gloves appropriately, you know, surgical gloves appropriately without touching the inside, you know, the outside of it. You turn them inside out, but there's a way to do it that you don't touch anything and you only touch the inside of the glove when you dispose of them. And that's the other thing, dispose of your gloves. When you take them off, don't just drop them in the parking lot. What is the matter with you people? What is wrong with you? Dropping them in the parking lot. Did you see that? Yeah, I saw that. Unbelievable. Gloves, masks, and people were having issues with straws in California, so they outlawed plastic straws because they, you know, they're getting thrown out on the side of the road and they're using them for other purposes than what they were designed for, and throwing them out on the side of the road. You know, gloves, please, they're rubber. They're vinyl. They're latex. They're not going away. Unbelievable. People taking the gloves off and dropping them in the parking lot because they don't want to have them in their car. Or they don't want to walk 5 feet over to put it in the garbage can. You know, the cigarette butts. You know, people who smoke, still smoking. And what are they doing? They're throwing the cigarette butts out the window. What are they doing? They're throwing them on the ground. You know, there's places for cigarette butts. Put them there. I still see people pulling up to stop signs, opening up their door and dumping out their cigarette butts at the stop sign or at the red light and leaving a pile of crap right in the middle of the street. Okay, now these days, of course, we've got COVID-19. It's on them damn cigarette butts. So, you know, hey, let's clean up our act about getting back to normal. You know, wash your hands more often, clean your face. Wash your body more often, you know, laundry, you know, laundry is a good start. People, let's get it together. If you want to get back to anything close to normal, these are the things you're going to have to do. We've spoiled ourselves and we like to spoil ourselves. We like to go out to, you want to go out to a restaurant? Well, these are the things that you're going to have to do. These are the things you're going to have to do. You want to go on vacation? These are the things you're going to have to do. So what, you know, what comes around goes around. Let's start taking care of ourselves better. And I brought this up on Facebook real quick before we run out of time. We'll have a minute or two. You know, what does everybody think about, not all at once, but taking a month off a year? And look how much gas has gone down. Isn't it unbelievable? There's some places that are less than a dollar a gallon now. $1.59 here.
And I haven't used gas in 2 weeks either. We got an abundance. So people, stick together. Stick together. Just for the fun. Let's keep ourselves good. Let's keep ourselves sanitary. Let's get back to the first part of the world of our life. Let's get everybody back. It's going to take time, but we can do it. It's 75 Radio with 100%. We'll see you next week.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.